Welcome to this week's Bob's Discount Furniture presents Around the NFC East, and we're going to start with the Dallas Cowboys, who rallied from behind to defeat the St. Louis Rams. It looked like the Rams had them down for good. Dallas comes back with a second-half victory, much like the Eagles have had throughout the course of this season. Gentlemen, your take on what you saw from Dallas.
Well, I think their offense is about what we expected. Very, very talented, playmakers all over the place. Very good offensive line. DeMarco Murray is leading the league in rushing, so as long as they stick with the running game, I think they've got a lot going on offense. On defense, we thought they were going to be terrible, and they've just been okay, which is really a step up for them. I think you've got Morris Claiborne leaving practice yesterday, just running out because he found out he was getting benched again for Orlando Scandrick. But I think the Cowboys have the talent, barring injuries, to sort of be in the race all year long.
Fran, I want to ask you about Anthony Hitchens, fourth-round rookie out of Iowa, who's contributed to defense, especially in the absence of Rolando McClain. What have you seen from him and what he's brought to this Dallas defense?
Hitchens was a guy that I watched at Iowa last year, and I actually really liked. He was
made a point to say he was better than all the Michigan State guys.
No, it was all three Iowa guys were better than Michigan State's Max Bulla.
That's what it was.
Yeah, James Morris and Christian Kirksey as well there at Iowa. But you had Anthony Hitchens is a guy who, he's not a great athlete. He leaves something to be desired in that category, but he's a good tackler, just shows really good technique, is able to take on blockers in the run game, brings a lot of traits that you like from that linebacker spot. A guy who's going to fit pretty well in that defense.
And in a big game for them this week against the New Orleans Saints, who sort of need a win as well. So hopefully the Saints can steal one from Dallas.
So that'll be good to see. Let's turn our attention to the New York Football Giants, who got the victory by beating the Houston Texans. It was 30-17. It could have been even a bigger margin of victory than that, quite honestly. Some miscues. The tight end Larry Donald fumbled at the goal line. There was also a fumbled snap on a field goal attempt. But should Eagles fans be a little concerned that all of a sudden maybe Ben McAdoo's offense with Eli Manning there might be starting to click a little bit?
I'll let you take this one to start, Fran.
Well, I would say that obviously it's going to take time for that offense to kind of hit its rhythm. We saw what it can be last week against a Houston Texan team that obviously was worse than the NFL last year, is still kind of finding its way a little bit and finding its identity. They got off to a 2-0 start, but I don't think anyone thinks that they're going to be world beaters in the AFC South. So obviously, if you're a Giants fan, you're happy with what you saw last week, but you can't get your hopes up too much. Defensively, I think they're still kind of still finding their way a little bit as well. But Victor Cruz kind of got off the schneid after week two, a very, very tough week two letdown where he had four or five drops in the game. It'll be interesting to see how this offense continues to develop.
Rashad Jennings.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Carrying the running game there, really taking the heat off Eli Manning in the passing game, over 170 rushing yards and a touchdown. Against that makeshift offensive line, it seems like if they can get the running game going, it definitely helped their chances down the road.
The way I feel about the Giants, heading into a big Thursday night game against the Redskins, against Washington, I should say, is I always root against the Giants. I hate the Giants most of all. And yet, I think I'm going to have to root for the Giants on Thursday night. After watching Washington and my expectations for New York this season, I think the Giants are the worst team in the division. And I feel pretty confident about that. So I'm going to be rooting for them to beat Washington. That's sort of how I feel about the two teams together.
Let me follow that up with, do you think Washington is the biggest threat after seeing them Sunday to the Eagles' chances of repeating as division champions?
I think it's Washington or Dallas. I might still say Dallas, but Washington was impressive, and if Kirk Cousins plays like he played in the first half, they're going to be there all year long.
I would lean more towards Washington, but the injuries that they sustained, obviously they lose D'Angelo Hall for the season. They've had injuries all season long thus far. Barry Colfield has gone down. They've lost players at every level of defense. On the offensive line, they've had injuries, and tight end Jordan Reed as well. They're kind of making do. Obviously, Robert Griffin III, but Kirk Cousins has stepped in and played very well. Dallas, defensively, yeah, they've been better than what people expected, but they were pretty good in the beginning of last year too, when they really just kind of went downhill after week four, week five. So let's see if they can keep things together and see if they can sustain success on the defensive side of the ball.
And that's going to do it for this week's Bob's Discount Furniture presents Around the NFC East. Stay tuned for more here on Eagles 360.